Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled. The Mishnah starts off. There are three things that you have to check with your household members on Erev Shabbos on Friday before it gets dark. You have to ask them, did you tithe? Did you take the miser? Did you prepare the Erev? And did you light candles? If there's a doubt whether it's night or not, then you can't tithe or take miser off of produce, which has definitely not been tithed, because that's considered fixing the food, and you can't do it on Shabbos. You can't tovel utensils. You can't bring them to the mikvah, because you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. And you can't light the candles, because you can't start a fire. However, you are allowed in this time when you're unsure if it's night or not. You can tithe Jemai, which we said is produce that you're unsure if it's been tithed or not. So that you could tithe, and you can make an Erev, and you can insulate hot food. So the Gemara starts off with bringing in Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who tells us the pasuk that teaches that you have to remind the members of your household to light candles. Then it goes to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, who says that you have to say these three things. Did you tithe? Did you prepare the Erev? And did you light candles? You have to say them gently to the members of your house so that your family will do them. Rav Ashi says, I never actually heard this teaching of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, but I still do this based on my own reasoning. So now we have a problem in the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah says there are these three things you have to ask in your house in Erev Shabbos before it's dark. That meaning from the fact that it says before it's dark, it's only if it's before dark that you could do these things of tithing, preparing the Erev, and lighting the candles. However, if there's a doubt if it's dark or not, then you can't do these things. However, one of the things it says you can't do is you can't make an Erev. The second part of the Mishnah then says that if there's a doubt if it's night or not, you can make an Erev. That's one of the things you could do. So how does that make sense? Because the first part says you can't make an Erev. So Rav answers that the first part is talking about an Erev Tchumen, which you set up to allow you to travel more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos outside the Tchum. And the second one is an Erev Chatzeros, which allows you to carry. Rava says that if two people asked someone to make an Erev Tchumen, which we had said earlier is made by dropping off a little bit, like some food, a meal, at the end of the Tchum, at the end of 2,000 amos away from where you are, and you're saying, you know, this is going to be like where I'm going to have my meal on Shabbos, and then you could travel from where you are 2,000 amos to this food. You can, you know, partake of this meal, and then you could travel another 2,000 amos from there. So if two people asked someone in the name of Rava, if two people asked someone to make an Erev Tchumen for them, and this person went and he made one of them during the day on Friday, and one of them he made during Ben Hashmashos, which is a time that's unclear if it's night or day, then the one that he made during the day, we assume that it was eaten during Ben Hashmashos, because we assume that the food you leave is going to get eaten by an animal or something like that. But we assume that once you made it by day, it was eaten during Ben Hashmashos. And the one that he made during Ben Hashmashos, we assume it was eaten after night. And Rava says that both of these Erevs are good, both the one that was made during Ben Hashmashos and the one that was made during day. Because the one that was eaten during Ben Hashmashos, we assume that Ben Hashmashos is night, and therefore it was eaten on Shabbos. And since it was eaten on Shabbos, then it's fine because your Erev Tchumen was good going into Shabbos. And the one that was made during Ben Hashmashos, we assume Ben Hashmashos functions as day, and that's why you were allowed to make it because it wasn't Shabbos yet. But the Gemara asks, how can you say that Ben Hashmashos can function both as day and night in the same case? So Gemara answers, because the problem is either it's day, and then the one whose Erev was eaten during Ben Hashmashos would not be good because his Erev was eaten before Shabbos, or it's night, Ben Hashmashos is night, and then the one whose Erev was made during Ben Hashmashos would not be good because that was made on Shabbos. So the Gemara answers that Ben Hashmashos is a suffik, it's a doubt what it is, and any suffik derabbanan, we go lakula, we are lenient, and that's how we can allow it to function as both. Rava says that the reason you're not allowed to insulate food once it's dark on once it's Shabbos, like the Gemara says, even if you're using a material that won't increase the heat, the reason you can't do that is so that you don't come to boil the pot before you insulate it, meaning you don't want to boil the pot accidentally on Shabbos before you insulate it. So Abaye says if that's true, then you shouldn't even be allowed to insulate it during Ben Hashmashos. Forget the fact that it's dark. You shouldn't be allowed to do it on Ben Hashmashos because maybe you'll come to boil the pot then. And Rava answers, no, it's fine because the pot is still boiling then during Ben Hashmashos, so you're not going to come to boil it more because it is still boiling from when you were preparing your food on Friday. Rava says further that you cannot insulate food with material that will increase the heat even while it's day because you might come to insulate it with ash that has a live coal in it. Abaye says, what's the problem with that? It's Friday. It's not Shabbos yet. Why can't you do that? And Rava says, because maybe later you're going to come to rake the coals on Shabbos and there's a live coal in this ash and then you're going to have a problem. There's a braisa that says, Ben Hashmashos, it's either, it could be both day and night at the same time, or maybe it's entirely day or entirely night. We're not sure what it is. It's a suffix time, and it's a doubt time, and therefore we give it the stringency of 2 days. So the Brisa says, when is Bein HaShemashos? And we bring a few different opinions. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's from sunset the entire time that the eastern part of the sky is red, and the bottom of the sky is dark, but the top of the sky is still light. However, once the top of the sky is dark, and it's the same as the bottom of the sky, then that's night. Rabbi Nechemiah says, it's from when the sun sets to the amount of time it takes to walk half a mil. And Rabbi Yossi says, Bein HaShemashos is like a blink of an eye from when day turns to night, and it's so fast that you can't tell. Now, the Brisa says that we give it the stringencies, Bein HaShemashos, of 2 days. So for what's this law talking about? When do we give it the stringency of 2 days? Rav Huna Barei de Rav Yehoshua says in terms of a Zav, for his Tumah. A Zav is someone that's experienced an emission, a bodily emission, and we say for Tumah, this is how it works. Because there's a Mishnah that says, if you had a Zav emission on 2 days during Bein HaShemashos, there's a doubt if you're Tumah, and there's a doubt if you need a Karban. For a Zav, the way it works is if you've seen two consecutive emissions, then you're tummy, and if you've seen three, then you need to bring a carbon. So this is how it works, why we're unclear if you saw two or three when you saw two Bein HaShemashos. Because either you saw two of them on non-consecutive days, meaning you saw the first one on Sunday's Bein HaShemashos, and the second one on Monday's Bein HaShemashos. However, Sunday's Bein HaShemashos was during the day, so it's still Sunday, and Monday's Bein HaShemashos was maybe on Bein HaShemashos of, it was the nighttime at that point, so then you really saw it on Tuesday. So now you're left with the case where you saw one on Sunday and one on Tuesday, and that is fine. Or maybe you saw two of them during two consecutive days, that you saw one of them at the night of Sunday's Bein HaShemashos and one of them on the night of Monday's Bein HaShemashos, and then you basically saw them Monday, Tuesday, or maybe Sunday during the day's Bein HaShemashos, and Monday, which was Bein HaShemashos of the day, and then you saw Sunday, Monday. Either way, it's two consecutive days. Or maybe you saw two in one day, even that on Sunday it was the day part, or it was the night part of Bein HaShemashos, and Monday it was the day part of Bein HaShemashos, and therefore it was all in one day. So either way, then you'd only be tummy. But maybe you saw two, of them, but one of them spanned 2 days. Maybe Sundays on Bein HaShemashos, it started in the day part of Bein HaShemashos and went into the night part of Bein HaShemashos. And if you saw one that spanned 2 days, it's counted as two, and then you saw one again on Monday, and therefore you saw three total, and you would need a carbon. However, if you only saw one emission during Bein HaShemashos, then you only have a doubt if for Tumah, because either you only saw one, or it was one which spanned 2 days, and then that would be considered 2 days, and you would need to, and you would be Tumah. So Rabbi Yehuda's ruling of when Bein HaShemashos is very contradictory, because the first part, he first says that Bein HaShemashos is from when the sun sets while the sky is red, which implies that if the bottom of the sky is dark but the top is not dark, then that is night. That he says it's just sunset while the sky is red. But once the bottom is dark, even if the top is not dark, that would be night. However, he then says that Bein HaShemashos is while the bottom of the sky is dark and the top is not, so that's very contradictory. So Rabbi says in the name of Shmuel, you read the Brisa like this, that Bein HaShemashos is from sunset as long as the sky is red, even when the bottom of the sky is dark and the top is not dark, that's still Bein HaShemashos. Rabbi Yosef quotes Shmuel a little differently, and he says, no, read it like this. Bein HaShemashos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is from sunset to the entire time the sky is red, that's day. Once the bottom part of the sky becomes dark and the top is still light, that's Bein HaShemashos. However, once the top is also dark, then that's considered night. And they're both consistent with their opinions, because Rabbi says in the name of Shmuel that Bein HaShemashos lasts from the amount of time it takes to walk three parts of a mil. So what does three parts of a mil mean? It can't be three halves, because then it would have just said 1/2 mil. It can't be 3/3, because then it would have just said one. So we conclude that he means 3/4 of a mil. And Rav Yosef says in the name of Shmuel that Bein HaShemashos is the amount of time it takes to walk 2 parts of a mil. So what's 2 parts of a mil? It can't be 2 halves, because then it would have just said one. It can't be 2/4, because then it would have just said 1/2. So it must be 2/3 of a mil. And so Rav Yosef says in the name of Shmuel 2/3 of a mil, and Rabbi says in the name of Shmuel 3/4 of a mil, and Abai says that the difference between them is 1/12 of a mil. The difference between 2/3 and 3/4 is 1/12 of a mil. The time it takes to walk 1/12 of a mil. 1/12 of a mil. Shkayach.